All right, everybody. Welcome to another amazing episode of the XSF podcast. You got me, your host, Devontae, and I'm back, and my voice is coming back. But we don't got Lou here today. It's all right. You know, I went and ran a solo this week. Just wanted to get stuff done, get back to it. And yeah, so what are we talking about? Well, Coach Lou was able to talk about a day of coaching with Coach Lou. I covered a day of coaching with Coach D, right? So it's that simple. We go over what a training session looks like for my clients, who my clients are, what I'm looking for, and what the purpose of what I do is. Also, beforehand, I also go over what's been going on with me being sick and all that stuff too. So if you want to know exactly how I go about a training session, if you want to know how to lay out a training session, if you're a coach, great episode. If you're wondering what you should be looking for in a coach in your training sessions, great episode. If you're looking to have a great time and chill with some pretty awesome people, person, human, great episode. All right, before we hop into it, let's give a shout out to our sponsors. Thank you, Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop. They are found in Golden Valley, Minnesota. You can find them, thirdlayer.com. Everything down in the show notes. Monte Coastal Skateboards, shout out to y'all. We love you, love skating for you guys, and I'm so hyped that you support our show. Batch Roasting Co., thank you for making some delicious coffee for all of us humans and for supporting our show. Much love, Batch. Last but very much not least, Jetty Woodwork. Go check them out. Everything from tables to longboards to desks to nightstands. You name it, he's got you covered. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoy. Yeah. I'm back. Yes, indeed. And now Lou is not with me this week, but that's all right. And I hope you guys like this new setup we got going. Got a little bit new lighting here. We got two camera angles going now. It's feeling good. It's feeling right. And I'm feeling good and I'm feeling right. And you know what? I'm excited because, you know, Lou was able to talk about what he goes through in a session with the client, right? And I would like to do the same thing today. Just keeping it nice and short. Just explaining how I look at things, some of the things I go into a session with the mindset of, and then from there, kind of how training. I'm not going to really go too deep into exact movements, I'll say, because we've talked about it a million times here, and we'll keep saying it. Each person is individual, right? So each and every single one of my clients has different movements in their programming. But what I will do is share with you all what my basis is when I go to programming, especially and I'll explain kind of more if it's like my general pop or blue collar workers and skaters. I mean, it's kind of all combined into the same thing. So there's a couple key things I'm always making sure are in programming, and then from there it changes up on movements due to that individual themselves. So before that, one thing I want to do is re-mention a video we brought up, right? This would have been two episodes ago, I believe now, right? Yep, so this would have been two episodes ago. We brought up a video that my old friend Will Stock did. It was for Henry Gartland, RIP dog. We love you. But it was just outstanding, right? And if y'all want to go check it out, I think I have it. Yeah, so I have it playing here on the TV. And if you're just listening on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, you know, make sure you check out those show notes. We got the YouTube down there too, so you can go watch. And like it says here on the wall, if you're there, please like, share, subscribe. Help us grow so we can get this message out there to more people. But like I was saying, a little random tangent like I always do, right? This video is absolutely outstanding. It honestly, it really did take me back to different times. And when you can watch something, if you don't know Henry down to the core or you never met him, you still can feel it when you're watching this. I know you can. It's just something, the way it's laid out, everything. He did a fantastic job. So I wanted to bring it back up so everybody can go check it out, because it will be down in the show notes of this episode. So make sure you go check it out. It's a little IGTV video, and I think it's absolutely amazing. Still don't know if he put it on his YouTube, to be honest with you. I'm sure he did, though. Some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? Oh, dang it, I ruined it. I was going to say we could play a game real quick of what's in your cup, but I already said tea. So, and you know what? Real quick, before I get into coaching, I've been sick as a mofo. I have been so sick. No COVID, no influenza, nothing like that, right? I ended up having a respiratory virus that absolutely just destroyed me. So what happened was, I feel like I've been sick all dang month, right? So I had that episode with Coach Thor, right? That was the beginning of this month, of October. This will drop right at the end of the month too. Cool. Hey, real quick, actually, before I get into this, my wife's birthday is on Halloween. First off, best birthday ever. Come on now. What? Secondly, make sure you go wish her a happy birthday. And if you guys are going out on Halloween or you're doing anything, hey, just have a good time. Have a really, really good time. Stay safe and spook the shit out of yourself or some other people. I don't know. I don't know what you're into, but I love Halloween. I just had to say it real quick. And I realized this episode actually, dang, now that I'm saying that, this will drop after Halloween. Wow. Yeah, I feel it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But where was I going with that? Oh, yes. I've been super sick, right? And so after that episode, shortly after that, my kids got very sick, right? So my oldest, Arlo, he was running a fever of like, oh, God. Got up to like 104.2. That was in like the middle of the night. I had to call the hospital. They were like, all right, we'll try to get it down. You know, we had to do that lukewarm bath. And if you have kids and you've ever had to throw your kid in a bath when they're, or if you remember being a kid and being super sick, and your mom or dad, whoever, grandma, grandpa, Uncle Joe throwing you into a freaking cold shower or a cold bath, like it felt cold, it was lukewarm, right? But when you're that sick and your fever's that high, shoot, warm water feels cold. That was terrible to have to do, right? And inevitably being around your kids when they're that sick and you're caring for them, you're probably going to catch something, right? So brought them to the doctor. Oh, my youngest, Asher, he got up to 101, right? And he's just turned one the 1st of October. So it was just so stressful, up to the point of like worrying about them and their fever, and then also just like all the stuff they couldn't do, right? So it was just so annoying, because like we took him in, like I said, no COVID, no influenza for the boys, no RSV, well, kind of, I guess, more of a respiratory virus, but they didn't label it as that. But there was just nothing we could really do, especially for my one-year-old, right? And that was hard. And then I just lost a bunch of sleep. And honestly, I've been in a weird place mentally lately. You know, been probably drinking a little bit more than I should. I'm just being open with everybody. Hey, you know, like that's how we do it here. So, you know, just staying up later than I should, not eating the right foods. You know, we all go through those stints in our life, and I know I'm going through some stuff myself. And then also staying up late, you know, the stress of the kids, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden I felt my immune system coming down. And I also work a new job. So with my coaching stuff, obviously we do extreme strength and fitness. We have our coaching, the online business side of things. And real quick, as I'm talking about that, hey, we got coaching slots available. What's up? We got some room. Let's get some clients in here. Make sure you check out the website. Everything will be down in the show notes. You can easily book an online consultation or an in-person consultation if you're either here in Minnesota or in New York. But online is just fine, and we get down and dirty, just getting to know you a little bit more, right? That's really what this is about. The more we can know about you in that session, just that simple consultation, the more we can then give you value-wise on our end, whether you sign up for coaching or not, to get you to where you want to go. So if you want a coach who really kills it, like me or Lou, like anybody here at Extreme Strength and Fitness, make sure you check out the book online link down below in the show notes. But as I was saying, right, I work this new job, so it's with home furniture. And what I do is I move furniture for people, right? It's actually kind of fun. I drive the truck. I get to go pick up this big old like, imagine like a U-Haul rental, like the box truck, but like three times the size, I would say. Yeah, about three times the size. It's pretty tight. But I get to go there. I get to work at like 5:30 in the morning. So mind you, I wake up at like 3:30. I wasn't going to bed till like 11, maybe 12 sometimes, while this was all going on. And also I was like in the room with my kid, making sure he wasn't going to get too hot, you know, so all this stuff, I was just up. And then my job I'm going to say it's just more taxing on me than I was ready for, I believe. You know, came off that ankle surgery, got back to skating, what, about 2-3 months maybe ago. Obviously couldn't skate super hard at first, so conditioning was down. Training wasn't where it needed to be. Still getting it back to that point myself, honestly. Being hyper-focused on other things, neglecting certain things, right? I've talked about that before. And for me, I just all of a sudden, you know, working, moving all this furniture, go pick up this truck at 5:30. We load the truck up. You know, we got like power reclining sofas. If you ever lifted one of those, they're no joke. Especially when you got like the ones that are like 4-5 cushions long, bro. That'd be taxing. And it's just you and one other dude, right? So, and I mean, yeah, of course, if you're carrying it a straight shot, it's easy. But I'm talking like we got to go to apartments. You're going upstairs, all this weird, crazy stuff. It's fun to me, right? But it was more taxing than I was ready for, I believe. Not that I couldn't handle it, but with where I was at mentally and physically with everything I was and was not doing, I definitely felt like I was just underprepared for it, right? So fast forward like a week into my kids being sick. What happens to poor Coach D? He gets sick, and so does his wife. So we took a hit, you know, and that's the funny part about being a parent, right? Luckily, we have each other, right? Me and JoJo have each other. So if one of us is like down bad, and we're like, yo, I'm barely making it, you can be like, yo, go take a nap, go rest your little head down. I got this, right? I can't imagine if it wasn't like that. Shout out to all the single parents, anybody who's out there raising a kid on their own. My hat is off to all of you because I'm so glad I have a partner because that would be insane. But so then, you know, I was still going to work because I didn't like, there was no reason not to, like, I just felt like I had a cold. It wasn't that bad. Wearing a mask and everything too while I'm at work. So I wasn't too worried about it. Right. This is weird because then all of a sudden we're working. And then one day, I'm sitting there on my day off, right? And this is how, like, I think it's funny because, like, I'll always get crazy sick on my days off. Like, I'm not, like, it always happens, which is cool for me because it's like, all right, cool, I still can make it to work because usually I'm, like, better by the time work comes back around. But this wasn't the case this time. I never really get sick, like, on the day of work. It always seems like it's the day off. So I felt like my tongue was really swollen. It was getting, like, hard to breathe. So I asked JoJo, hey, look at my mouth, baby. What's going on? What's up in this mouth right now? And she was like, yeah, your mouth looks nasty. This is literally all she said. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, it just looks dry and like swollen. And I was like, yeah, that's how it feels. So I was like, all right, let me go to the doctor. Went to the little urgent room place. And long story short, same thing as my kids. So I was like, all right, cool. So then it always sucks having to call into a new job when you're like legitimately this sick too. And I told him, I was like, what do you want me to do? He's like, just rest for a couple of days. I was like, all right, cool. Bet. Got that. I'm going to rest. So I rested up, right? And I ended up feeling a little bit better. So then I made it through those next 2-3 days of work just fine. days off came around. We had some stuff we had to get done around the house. Same thing, up in my own head, staying up late. All of a sudden, boom, next day, feel like crap again. Days off go by. I'm still not feeling the best. I get worse to the point where I barely can talk. And then I was like, all right, I call my boss again. He's like, do you sound like shit? And I was like, yeah, I know. I feel like it too. So he's like, all right, take these 2 days, see if you can come back Friday. I was like, all right, say less. And then I was like, cool. And went back Friday, worked my butt off, and I felt performance was so down, dude. Oh my goodness. I already felt like I barely could get out of bed, right? And it's pretty easy for me to get out of bed in the morning. Like usually alarm goes off 3:30-ish and I just roll out of bed. It's kind of how it just works for me. But it was different. Like I woke up and I was just slugging along, like going out of the house, everything like that, leading up to just working. And then the days going on, and my assistant who helps, who's in the truck with me, he was like, dude, sounds like you're losing your voice, bro. And I'm telling you, I was losing my voice. Like it was bad. And makes it harder going to a client's house, right? You're bringing them their furniture and you're like, yes, hello, my name is Devontae. And you're like dying on the side. It's not very easy to do that and feel good about it. So then I get back, you know, my boss isn't really there. So I give him a call, and this is something I'm probably going to have to deal with on Wednesday. He said, we got to talk when I come in. I was like, all right, cool. But then, I mean, Lou knows I was sick as hell, but really, yeah, just got down bad. And then now I'm on the up and up trying to come back. So we're here doing this. But yeah, that's my little stint about me being sick, me being out of the game, kind of what was going on. But hey, don't let yourself think that when you're having a hard time up in the head, right, or you might be struggling, that it doesn't influence the decisions you make in life, right? If you sit there for a second and just think about, you know, what you've been doing, maybe what you've been eating, what you have not been doing in your life, you can start to realize where you are mentally in that part in your life, and also know that it's not going to last forever. It is a stint of time. And I know we don't really talk about this that much. I guess we do. We get pretty deep here on the XSF podcast. But for real, like, just know that time will pass. And that's what I have to tell myself, right? Like, and it's just weird because there's nothing for me to be necessarily up in my head about, but it happens, right? You just, you know, sometimes you just get there, and just know it doesn't last forever. And know that the decisions you make, something that does help is sitting down, realizing that, maybe not trying to get out of your own head, but really thinking about, okay, starting to make changes on the things you're not doing or the things you are doing that you wish you weren't. What this does is then takes your mind away from actually, you know, trying to get out of your head, and then all of a sudden you're out of your head. So it's pretty convenient. Now let's get into Coach D's training session. Wait, we actually have a drum roll though. Bam, here we go. All right. Morning of every day, what do? I text my clients. I mean, every single day, I'm like, right after this, there's a certain time every day I will always text them. It's within that like little 30-minute window where I sit down and I check in with everybody. Really, that's just to, and this isn't even if we have a session that day, but this is where a session starts, right? And if we do have a session that day, what's nice is I'm really just checking in like, hey, how was your day? If they had an event that they were doing, if they had maybe a skate contest, if they had anything going on since the last time we talked, or that I knew was the day prior, I'll always ask like, how did that go? How are you feeling today, right? And what's nice is what this does for me is if my client has a session that day and I text them and they say, hey, yeah, you know, look, example, and this isn't like an actual client, this is just like a random little fake client just making up a story for this purpose, right? And so if I have a client who I knew had a skate contest, right? And that was the day prior. I hit them up. I'm like, hey, how did that skate contest go? We're supposed to train this day now. And I'm like, hey, how did that skate contest go? I always like to know just prior to when people get there. I still kind of, you'll see here, I still ask the same questions. But if they text me and they're like, hey, didn't skate that good, I'm really bummed on it, you know, I just didn't do like as well as I thought I was going to. And they also were like, oh, you know, I took some slams, I'm really sore. Boom, what is that? What light does that set off in my head? Well, simply the fact of, hey, we ain't gonna spend too much time doing any strength movements today or really anything with weight. Like, let's get kumbaya, light some candles up in this ish and get you like moving, you know, work on some flexibility, working on some mobility stuff, anything like that, just to calm the system down. That's where my brain starts going, right? Now, depending on how bad it is, if that person comes in, then, you know, the next step for me is the client comes in. And let's say the client texts me and they're like, hey, yeah, no, I had a great day, blah, blah, blah. And then cool. All right, well, I'll see you in a little bit. And then they come in, they get here, or we meet online, right? Either way, I always ask again, how are you doing? Like, how has your morning been, right? Because you never know. People, you don't think of like the little finite things that can happen. Like for me, for example, right? I could be doing this in the morning, feeling great, all this stuff. And then I go upstairs and then I'm doing stuff with the kids. And then all of a sudden my three-year-old has a meltdown during breakfast, is throwing stuff, breaks something. Like, this is just a crazy example, right? He hasn't done this, I'm just saying. And then some, just everything just seems to keep falling apart after that, right? Quote unquote, right? You get in your own head about things. You're like, oh, everything's going bad right now. So let's say that happens. And then I go to train. Well, I'm not saying that that alone should stop you from doing your strength movements, but let's say that day beforehand, right? You had a really stressful day. You got beat up in a skate session, right? Or you got hurt, you know, trying to lift some groceries in the house or something. And then you have this happen. You might want to think like, okay, well, stress has been very high. This is all about stress management, right? And that's how I always look at it with clients, is longevity. I'm always trying to give each and every single client that I work with the tools they need in their tool bag to then go out and live this lifestyle on their own, right? I'm not here to rope somebody in for years. If you fuck with me, you fuck with me. Cool, let's coach. You know, I have that. You know, I have clients who are like, no, I just want to keep coaching with you because you do a great job. And I'm like, all right, cool. Awesome. Thank you. But, you know, my main goal is to give people the tools they need to go live this extreme fit, healthy lifestyle on their own. And so that really comes down to them learning like stress management. And that's why I do it this way. So I'm not trying to, it's like teaching without teaching, right? It's teaching through them and their own actions and them seeing that, right? Repetitive stuff like, oh, okay. Oh, when I do this, I do this. If they ask the question, then yes, we'll dive more into it. But I like to keep it simple and dry, right? So it's just nice and to the point. Now, once I'm with the client and we figure out how they're feeling, all this stuff, that determines like where we go from there, right? Now, pretty much every single time, I'm going to say every time, where it will go from here is we get into what I like to do is like flexibility, mobility work. And a lot of controversy out there among this. I'm reading a really, really good ebook by Jimmy Mufu, I believe is how you say it. I apologize if that's wrong. You guys can tear me apart in the comments if you want to. I don't care. But he had made an amazing ebook, Legendary Flexibility. And that is what I'm reading right now. And he talks a lot about it, of, you know, flexibility, mobility being this kind of intertwined two terms, right? One does not exist without the other. And I do agree with that. And that's something that I didn't know how to put that into terms before I read that. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. That's what I do. So what I do with clients, right, is whatever their main, and this is going to be kind of, I'll go more into this here in a second, but whatever their main strength movement is for the day, right, and their accessory work, then that determines what we're doing in prep work, right? So if, you know, we got more squats, more lunges and stuff, then we're probably going to be given a little bit more love to the hips, you know, to the hip flexors, the external stabilizers, the hips, stuff like that, to get them primed and ready. And also just being able to get into the positions they need for a full range of motion thing. So that's a big thing for me when it comes to training any movement with a client, is really trying to get them to attain a full range of motion under control, right? Being stable. So, you know, whether that's the grandma I'm working with who's 75, who has a fused ankle, well, yeah, her squat might look a lot different than the skater who's fresh and 14 and knows how to move their body pretty well. So for me, the biggest thing is, well, okay, what's, and this comes from, you know, just all the time assessing a client, every time you're with them, constantly assessing. And from there, I know what I've seen with the client. I know, okay, what causes them to not be able to get in this position. And also through talking with them, you know, that's a big thing, is like, talk with your clients, ask them like, okay, all right, do this. All right, cool. Now they come up and they're like, I felt this here. All right, cool. And if you're not getting that, you know, try to get them to give it to you. But for me, the big thing is figuring out like, okay, now I know why they can't get there. So the first 15, I like to spend 30 minutes sometimes on it, because our training sessions after this, you'll see, and this is just general, right? Usually 15 minutes, 30 minutes, depending on the client, used to get those positions down, right? So to get deeper into those positions, and right, I'm not talking about like sitting on the ground, reaching toward your toes, like we're in here sweating and stretching. I'm telling you, like, either whether you're using your body weight as the load and really working through a range of motion, squeezing and sinking deeper every single breath is almost like a rep, right? Or you have external load, holding a kettlebell overhead while you're doing like a hip flexor stretch, something of that sort, to add some more resistance to it, right? That's what I'm trying to do. And also get them to connect, right? That's where I want them to be connecting, is in those ranges of motion where they're like, ooh, that's a stretch. And now let's squeeze those muscles and then relax. Let's go there again, squeeze those muscles and relax. Why am I doing this? Well, I love this for just priming before anything, just because for me, it helps you get into that deepest position, right? And then, like I said, you get that awareness of your body in that position once you start squeezing the muscles. That's why I love doing that. So after that, right, we go through all that good stuff. And then, boom, here's where it changes up at times. Depending on the client, it can get very individualized. But the biggest basis thing, and something that I really like doing, like I said, I train all my clients for longevity at the moment. I don't have anybody who is, you know, trying to be this high performer. Even if I do, I do have skateboarders, and none of them are trying to, you know, be pro or anything like that. They just want to be healthy. They just want to skate. They just want to have fun, and they want to keep doing it for the rest of their life. And they also want to just, you know, live life, do everything else they do. Because for us who aren't pros, you know, we have lives, we have other things we do, and so do the pros. So it's like, yo, like, there's so much more to life than just skating. Not saying, well, don't kill me now. Don't kill me. I love skating. You know, I do. I'll preach that to the day I die. But there is a lot to life, right? And that's where the longevity play comes in. And the big thing that I look at when it comes to longevity, right? Strength and your cardiovascular health and your cardiovascular strength even. So what do I mean by that? Well, it's literally how strong are you, right? If you look at metrics and you look at studies, the big thing that gets people into nursing homes or assisted living is lower body strength. There's not being strong enough to stand up, take care of themselves, walk around, all that stuff. And then you also look at the cardiovascular side of it, right? How strong is that ticker of yours, right? How hard is it pumping? How good is it flowing that blood throughout your body, right? Those are two big markers that I like to look at. Now, another one is obviously like, how well can you move your body in space, right? How well do you know your body? So those are three things I'm always working toward with clients. Now, what this does is it helps me set up a nice session, because usually what I have is like for majority of the clients, it'll go strength movement, right? So we do all this prep work, and you got to remember, we're not just stretching out. Like I said, we're attaining new ranges of motion by really squeezing those muscles in those end ranges and connecting there, right? So then what we do is we have our strength movement next. Because I'm not worried about putting somebody, and this isn't like, yo, let's just throw whatever it is, right? Like goblet squat, bench, floor press. I love the single arm floor press for something like this or something like that. Don't know why I said it that way. But for me, we go into the strength movement. Now you're doing a couple sets of this, right? Depends on where this person's at in their cycle, right? So that's where it gets individualized, whether this person's in their first week and we're doing 8 to 12 reps for three sets, trying to find that right weight for them, or they're kind of at the end range of that movement and they're really pushing the weight a little bit more and it's more like a 5x5 or even maybe a 3x5 type of thing. So that's how it goes, strength movement. And then what happens after that, this is where it gets fun. You can start working on the accessory stuff or the stuff you like to do, right? For the guys out there who like to have those big old bicep peaks in the horseshoe triceps, you know, looking good for the ladies. It's funny, I actually have nobody like that. So it's just, I don't know. But for the ladies, you know, you want to grow your butt, you know, all those little things that might stick out that you want to work on. Yes, we will do. We'll do in that time. That's a big thing for any of the coaches out there who are listening. Make sure you're asking your clients what they like to do. Because if you're taking everything away from them, like think if you're like, all right, well, you can't eat this anymore. You got to start doing this. You can't do this, this and that. And, oh, yeah. And no, you don't get to do those movements anymore. It's not going to work very long for you very well. I don't think so. So make sure you're asking your clients what they like to do. So that's where I throw this stuff in, right? Most of the time they like to do the strength work anyways, because who doesn't like to feel strong and like a badass? Come on now. Come on. For real. But that's, you know, that's what I do. I ask them, okay, what do you like? That's where I'll usually throw the stuff in. Now, you're probably wondering, well, where does the cardiovascular stuff come in, right? One big thing I do with clients, I have them walk every day. Depending on the client, depends on the distance and the time. But I have them walk every day. Another thing I implement for most of my clients, even the elderly ones, weighted walks. So on off days, utilizing, and this is something, shout out to Joe DeFranco. If you don't know who Joe DeFranco is, Joe D, he is, if you're a coach and you don't know, you better go on Instagram and look him up right now. He's taught me quite a bit just from listening and reading and all the stuff that he's put out. But he put me on to weighted carries for longevity and health, right? And the reason why is not heavy, heavy stuff, right? I'm talking like 5-10 pound kettlebells, depending on the client, maybe a weighted vest even, or sandbag, you know, depending on how we're doing things and how they're feeling that day or what they have. You know, not every client has all this stuff. So depends what the situation is, but that's a big thing. So walking. And then the other thing I do for the cardiovascular side of things is we got the strength movement, right? And you got to remember, I don't have like a power lifter, I don't have a bodybuilder. I have these general population, skateboarders, blue collar workers, elderly clients who are, like I said, trying to live their most badass, healthy, fit lives. So preface that, right? I don't have to worry about programming for a specific movement, trying to improve their numbers on like certain, like a squat or a bench press or a deadlift, or, you know, they're not like, oh, okay, I got to perform better for the skate video. You know, I didn't do this in the skate contest. I don't have too much of that. I know what I would do in that case, but that's not what I'm talking about here. So big thing is circuits, right? But circuit training done right. And this is like a big, big thing. When I say circuit training, right, what I do next is like, let's say somebody had a goblet squat that day, right? And then the accessory work, we go into a horizontal push, a vertical pull, and then we do a lunge movement, or we'll do a lunge movement, right? So let's say that's kind of the preface of it. And then we throw some biceps and triceps in there for shoulder health and stuff like that. Let's just say that is the movements. Now, what we'll do is you don't just grab the same dumbbell and go through the movements with the same weight, nothing like that. We already know what their top set is for these movements, right? And usually it's like a little bit higher, 8 to 12 reps. And you're taking your time. You're not sitting here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, next movement. 1, 2. No. That's not what we're doing. You got to remember, when we're resistance training, we're already kicking up that heart rate because we're squeezing the implement in our hand. We're pushing our muscles through stuff that they're not used to doing. So you're already getting that heart rate up. So what we're doing is we're now taking that horizontal push movement, right? Whatever I said, horizontal push. We're doing that for the 8 to 12 reps, whatever that movement is, with a really good weight, something that pushes the client, but they can make it through another 2 to 3 rounds of this, right? So then they do that. And then you have very minimal rest in between the next movement, right? Maybe 15 to 30 seconds, depending on what the setup is for it and stuff. Usually if they're with me, everything's already set up. So then they go into the next movement and then the next one, same concept, right? And you take your time. You're not pushing it. You know, there's tempos to these movements for my clients and everything. So it's going nice and slow, but you're also getting that heart rate up. You're not letting it drop down. And then at the end of the circuit, we're resting for about 60 to 90 seconds, let's say. Now, depending on the client, could be longer, could be shorter. Next thing we do, boom, kick it through another circuit. Now, depending on the client and stuff, one thing that tends to change is the amount of circuits and the movements within the circuit. But usually the movements in the circuit correlate to that first strength movement, right? Or whatever that person wants to work on a little bit more. But that's really how it all goes. And then from there, after that, we do a cool down, right? And I think a lot of people miss out on this opportunity at the end of your training session, right? You can easily attain new ranges of motion at the end of your training session, right? Stuff that you never thought you could get down into, like maybe the deepest, best feeling squat, all this stuff. And it takes time to get used to doing this. But what I'll do then is we have a cool down, right? Let's sit, let's breathe, let's chat a little bit, and let's get back into some positions, whatever that workout was. Like, let's say we have them holding onto the rack in front of them, and they're just in a deep squat, sitting upright, right? They have that good thoracic extension. Those hips are internally rotating, knees are going out, feeling nice and good and open. That's a great time to do something like that. Let's say you're running, you did some lat work or something, some back work. You could go do a little shoulder matrix, really get through into that, the obliques and everything. There's so many different ways to do it. And that's what I like to use that time for, right? Like, hey, well, how are you? All right, let's see how you're feeling. This is also like, if they want a foam roll, anything like that, like, that's another thing. Like I said, ask your clients what they like doing. If it helps them, you gotta remember, people look at this stuff, and this is like for a whole nother episode, but foam rolling is not the devil. If used correctly, right? Use it to then be able to get into those positions where you can test those end ranges of motion, not like your strength movements, but like I was saying, like the flexibility / mobility work you do at the beginning. That's a great reason to use it. But you know, this is where I'll let clients kind of do their thing, you know, get feeling good, little kumbaya session right there at the end, get that heart rate to come down nice and baseline, and then I send them on their way. Peace out. Good shit, you killed it today. Yeah. And then from there, I mean, check back in with them later. I always ask like, hey, how are you feeling that night? Just to make sure like, okay, they aren't already feeling super sore. Cause that's a big thing. It's like, I never want my clients to leave here and just be crazy sore already. And I told you, like, I don't have those crazy lifters. I don't have anything like that. So I don't have to worry about like running these people through the mud. It's not the goal. I don't believe a lot of growth happens there anyways. I believe that you should train to then be able to go there and try harder in those times, but it shouldn't be like that every workout. So there's our days we'll push stuff, don't get me wrong. But for the majority of the part, that's how my sessions look. I mean, it's as simple as that. Like I said, my big thing is longevity. Like, let's keep doing this shit the rest of our lives. Why? Well, why would we not? I want to be 75 in just muscle ups. Just cause while I'm in freaking, where would we go? Cabo with my wife. You'll see me, whatever freaking weird social media things out there. Nah, you won't even see me. I'm going to be ghost by that time. I'll be out there, gondola, muscle ups, handstands, all this fun stuff, you know? But hey, I mean, that's what I want to do. That's just how I look at life. I want to be able to just do fun things the rest of my life. And that's a lot of my clients as well. So there is a day of coaching with Coach D. Before I sign off, remember, like I said, we got coaching slots available. Everybody, come on now. We got it. We got to pay some bills here, right? No, for real, the more support we get from you all, right? So we got coaching slots available. Let me just finish this tangent. We got coaching slots available down in the show notes. Go ahead, go check it out. Book your consultation online or in person if you're here in Minnesota or in New York. And what we will do is get you set up with one of our coaches to sit down and talk about you, figure out what you want from life and what you want from fitness and stuff like that. What are your goals? What do you want? What do you want to attain? Secondly, hey, like, share, subscribe if you're on YouTube. Like I said, all that helps us grow tremendously. It helps us get this message out there. If you like what we're saying, then why not, right? I mean, if you like, if you jive with it, come on, come on, come on, come on, let's do this. Let's ride. Like, you get this all for free. All you got to do is click that little button. I mean, we're here just to have a good time, and I want y'all to come with us. I want to take more people with us. So the more y'all can help us, the more we can grow. And if you're not on YouTube, let's say you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please do us a favor, drop a review. Those reviews help quite a bit when we're just on those audio waveform things. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, please drop a review. 5 stars only. I don't want that bullshit. No, I'm playing. If you got something you want to say, go ahead and say it. But we'd appreciate those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. If you're on Spotify, make sure you click that little download, the little circle with the arrow pointing down. Click that. Click that. Download the episodes, because that also helps us grow on Spotify. Google Podcasts, I believe, is the same way. Yeah, sure. But hey, everybody, I guess I'm going to leave it off like I always do. Just know that everybody is capable of being extreme.